Now let's shift to Rule 108A. This is the rule relating to service on international defendants. Now, just as before, we have in Rule 108A the statement that service by other means is permitted. Now, however, we're encompassing the service by other means as amended in Rule 106B2, expressly allowing for service through email, social media, and other electronic means. However, in amended Rule 108A6, the court made it clear that service by other means must not violate international agreements or the foreign country's laws. So the bottom line here is that the state standards are not going to override those international standards. You need to know the rules of the game where you're trying to serve somebody. All right, let's shift over to expedited actions now. The rules amended relating to expedited actions are Texas Rules of Civil Procedure 47, 169, and 190.2, which, as a reminder, are level one discovery in the Texas Rules of Civil Procedure. What are the relevant materials? In Appendix 3, you have Senate Bill 2342, because that's the bill that gave rise to the amendments that we're going to talk about today. You also have the Administrative Order 29153 as Appendix 4, which gives you the redlined amendments to the rules that we'll be discussing. Effective date for these rules is January 1, 2021. All right, I'm going to give you a little bit of history about expedited actions before we dive into how things have changed with these amendments. As many of you know who work in Texas courts, we have this expedited actions process that's intended to make things faster than they typically are in traditional proceedings. And the expedited actions process came about because of House Bill 274 in 2011. In response to that bill, we had a new section of the government code, Section 22.004H. And in response to that new government code provision, the Texas Supreme Court in 2013 issued Rule 169, which addresses expedited actions specifically. Now, in 22.004H, one of the things the legislature told the court is you need to adopt rules to promote the prompt, efficient, and cost-effective resolution of civil actions. And in 22.004H, the legislature told the court, these rules are for cases where the amount in controversy is $100,000, and they excluded from that calculation many things, including penalties, attorney's fees, expenses, and costs. Now, in the 2019 bill, which is Senate Bill 2342, we see a change to what was put on the books in 2011. Specifically, in Section 22.004H, the legislature changed the statement that reads Supreme Court may not adopt rules under the subsection that conflict with certain stated statutory provisions to now be broader and say, Supreme Court, you can adopt rules under this section that conflict with other statutory law. In addition, in Senate Bill 2342, the legislature added 22.004H1 to the Texas Government Code. And this is a very similar provision to H in the sense that just like 22.004H, it tells the court you shall adopt rules to promote the prompt, efficient, and cost-effective resolution of civil actions. However, in this section of the statute, the legislature specifically addressed rules for county courts at law and specifically stated that the amount in controversy for these cases does not exceed $250,000, as opposed to the $100,000 cap that we saw in 22.004H. So what else happens in Senate Bill 2342 is that the legislature changed some provisions relating to the jurisdiction of statutory county courts. So what we see now is in Section 22.003C1 of the Texas Government Code, that the amount in controversy for the cases has gone up from $200,000 to $250,000. And the way to calculate an amount in controversy has stayed the same. Specifically, you're going to exclude interest, statutory or punitive damages and penalties, and attorney's fees and costs. Why does that matter? This computation gets carried over to the Texas Rules of Civil Procedure relating to expedited actions. And two ways, one in Rule 47 and also in Rule 169. Now, as a reminder, Texas Rules of Civil Procedure 47 addresses what has to be in your petition, your original pleading setting forth your claims for relief, and it states requisite conduct, including conduct that addresses expedited actions specifically. in subpart C1, there is a requirement that when you have this original petition, you're going to state if you're seeking only monetary relief of $250,000 or less, excluding interest, statutory or punitive damages, and penalties, and attorney's fees, and costs. So again, what we see here is the court taking from that jurisdictional provision in the legislation the way to calculate amount in controversy and applying that to our rules relating to expedited actions, taking away from those rules the prior computation, which included a lot of things in the amount in controversy. Bottom line here is that higher dollar cases are now going to be picked up and swept into the expedited actions process. A couple of things to note about Rule 47 that have not changed. It still states in here that if you don't comply with the pleading requirements set forth in subpart C, you can't conduct discovery until your pleadings are amended to comply. So this is the teeth in Rule 47, have not changed. The other thing that's still in 47 is that the pleading requirements in Part C don't apply to cases governed by the Family Code. However, those cases are no longer categorically exempt from the expedited actions process. So just because you have a case governed by the Family Code doesn't mean that you're automatically out of the expedited actions process, as was the case under the prior version of the rules.